foundations of amateur radio. The other day I lamented to a fellow amateur that my shack was not functioning well. Specifically, my main workstation died 3 months ago, and ever since I've been struggling to reclaim my productivity. One aspect of that is my desk. For half a decade or so, I've had my computer clamped to a rolling lectern. It allowed me to move around my office as my mood and the light from the window changed. During the weekly net, I'd move my lectern and computer next to my radio and host the net whilst logging on my computer. That's no longer possible because of a number of reasons, so instead I was trying to accomplish the same thing on a tiny 13-inch screen, which didn't work for me. My friend asked me why I hadn't just extended the microphone lead from my radio, so I could sit at my now stationary computer and still key the microphone. I located an Ethernet joiner, an Ethernet cable, and did just that. Simple. Job done. Then I started wondering why I wasn't on HF with my station, and if there was a simple solution that was eluding me. Spoiler alert, it still eludes me. The requirements are not too complicated. Well, at least in my mind, they're not. I want to operate on HF. I want the computer to not be physically or specifically electrically connected to the radio in any way. I need to be able to use logging software that tracks the radio band, mode, and frequency. I'd like to use digital modes. I'd like to have a computer-controlled voice keyer, and I do not want to run Windows. And if I can help it at all, I'd like to spend as little time as possible doing this without spending an arm and a leg. So then I started wondering what this looks like for other people. What kinds of compromises have you made in your shack? What have you accomplished and how did you get there? What choices of hardware and software did you make and why? Did you give up or face the challenge head on? How did you gather information and how did you find out what others did? Not for a moment do I think that this is a simple thing to solve, but it's clear to me that I'm so far down the complicated rabbit hole that I'd like someone to show me the light at the end of the tunnel to make some progress. Of course, I've not been idle while all this is happening. I configured a Raspberry Pi, a small single-board computer, to talk to my radio via USB. I connected a sound card to the audio connector on my radio. Theoretically, this should give me all that I need. But the difference between theory and practice is common knowledge. In theory it works, in practice it doesn't. The Pi is a few years old, but it's not doing much at all. It connects to my network wirelessly, so my main computer isn't physically connected to the radio, but it's still pretty unreliable, and I have to say, calling CQ, either using voice or digital modes, should be rock solid. You don't want your radio to keep transmitting after it's supposed to, and other little issues like that. So, how did you do this? I'm interested to know. I'm not the first person to run into this issue, and I'm not the last. Your experience might help me, and it might help others. Drop me an email, cq@vk6flab.com, and I look forward to hearing about your adventures. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.